This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah ala hilmihi ba'da ilmihi wa ala afwihi ba'da qudratihi. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathiran. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, recent happenings in our community calls for reflection. And people are generally aware with regard to what is happening or what has happened in the last few weeks in our community. Whether it be fighting, whether it be public brawls, whether it be gender-based violence, whether it be tragedies, whether it be accusations against prominent people in our community and our society. We are all aware of these things that have happened in the past 2-3 weeks. We do not want to specify any individual or any incident. And of course, neither do we express any joy or happiness with regard to any of these happenings. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, لَا تُزْهِرِ الشَّمَاتَةَ لِأَخِيهِ فَيَرْحَمَهُ اللَّهُ وَيَبْتَلِيكَ. Never express happiness at the what happens to others. Never ever express happiness, even if it be whom you perceive to be your enemy. Some difficulty comes upon him, don't ever get happy about it. فَيَرْحَمَهُ اللَّهُ. Maybe Allah will save him, Allah will have mercy upon him, Allah will take away that difficulty, and Allah will put you in the same difficulty. So we never express happiness with regard to what is happening, but we do express a concern and some aspects with regard to a reflection. Aajkal hamare muashre mein hone wala waqiat ne hame gaur aur tadabbur par majboor kiya hai. Hum sab in hone wale waqiat se bakhabar hai. Ek dusre par buhtan tarashi ya gharelu aur aaili tashaddud ke waqiat, hadithat, ye hamare zindagi ka hissa ban gaya aur khaas taur par ye ek do hafte mein aise waqiat samne aaye hain. Now the one point that seems to be one of the major causes of concern and one of the major causes of fitna and one of the major causes of the rise of some of the incidents that have happening is that it is related to social media. And although many a times we can speak on so many aspects, I'm just going to highlight some of the aspects in today's talk without it being exhaustive. And we know that today's social media has become part and parcel of our life. It has become such a part and parcel of our life that it seems that we cannot escape it. It has just become a routine of our life, the way as if it is almost as routine as eating and drinking has become a routine of our life. Now, we know that there is good and bad in social media. Social media in itself is not evil. It is not negative. It is like wealth and technology. Wealth and technology can be used both for good and for bad, for negative and for positive, and for vice and virtue. In a similar manner, with regard to social media, there is much good that can happen with social media, and there is many things that are good. It can be used amongst other matters as a means of connecting with family and friends. This is a reality today. The way we have been able to connect with family and friends, especially those who are abroad, perhaps we have never ever been able to connect because of social media. With a touch of a button, you have been able to communicate, and communication has become much more easier. Joining relationships with our relatives have become more easier for us. And there is no doubt with regard to that is also part of our deen, to be able to have a good relationship with our relatives. Communicating with friends and increasing the bonds of love, alhamdulillah, that is also happening, where friends can communicate and they can share their experiences. They can share their joy. They can share experiences of life with one another, reminding others of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving good advice through the means of social media. Normally, there are things that, you know, you can used to take so long. Today you can give a talk to 200 people, 300 people, 500 people. But through the means of social media, you can send it out to thousands of people. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani recently was asked about social media and he said, firstly, I was apprehensive with regard to it. But when I heard how people have benefited from my discourses through the means of social media, now I give permissibility and I take part in it. So through it, we can send out so many positive messages and we can also send it to spread good and useful information. When there is load shedding, everyone looks at social media to see when there is load shedding. Right? So these are some of the aspects that social media helps us in. There is no doubt with regard to some of its benefits, which are quite, you know, evident. And many of us, we do benefit from some of the positive aspects with regard to social media. And sabse pehle hum jo waqiat ke bare mein bayan kar rahe hain, hum in waqiat par kisi masarrat ka izhar nahi karte, apne bhai ki badkismati par khush nahi hua karte. Ye na ho ki Allah taala is par raham karte hue hame isme mubtala kar de. Aur aajkal social media hamare muashra ka sabse aham aur ek قسم کا فتنہ اور بیماری ہے. یہ سوشل میڈیا یہ بذات خود ایک برائی نہیں ہے, بلکہ یہ دولت اور ٹیکنالوجی کی طرح یہ کبھی اچھائی کے لیے بھی اور برائی کے لیے بھی استعمال ہو سکتے ہیں, لیکن مینی اے ٹائمز وی ڈو ناٹ یوز اٹ فار دا کریکٹ ریزنز. اینڈ ون آف دا تھنگز سم ٹائمز وی مس انڈرسٹوڈ اور مس انڈرسٹینڈ اٹس رول اینڈ پرپز اور کنفیوز اٹ and substitute it for things that are not its original and intended purpose. There are some things that social media can be used for: information. It can be used to giving advice. It can be used to joining friends and families. It can be used to increase your bonds. But there are certain things that social media are not intended for and are not supposed to be used for that. It was never meant to be a place for Islamic studies, which requires sitting in front of an alim and in front of a teacher to be able to learn. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, in his Sahih Bukhari, has entitled a chapter, Innama al-ilmu bit-ta'allum, that knowledge is through the means of learning. Knowledge is not through the means of social media. Knowledge is through the means of learning. So one of the aspects that is not supposed to be for the sake of learning, social media can increase your information, it can increase your knowledge. The second aspect which is there is, it is not a place to discuss an in-depth discussion and debate on complicated and detailed issues, which requires years of studies and knowledge of various branches and disciplines before you can gain some expertise with regard to it. Now, all of a sudden, people have become social media muftis. All of a sudden, they are the ones who can pronounce nearly on everything. On the basis of what? And you are now becoming an expert and you are taking out the faults of someone who has studied at the feet of ulama for 10 years. And you, by through the means of few social media interactions, you have become an expert and you are pronouncing and you are taking out faults of people. It's not supposed to be a place for you to discuss and to have knowledge of complicated and detailed issues for which there is a need for you, if you want it, to go and study it from the sources. And for you to go and study it from people who are acknowledged or those people who are experts with regard to it. And of course, one of the reasons that we have to make mention, which has given rise to much of the problems in recent weeks, is it is not a place to discuss matters between people. Because you cannot discuss things which are of problems between you and your spouse, between you and your families through the means of WhatsApp or through the means of social media, where there is no context and there is no face-to-face interaction. And it is bound to create disunity. It is bound to create disputes. It is bound to create arguments. Because there is no context, you are trying to understand and you are trying to resolve matters on the basis of few sentences which you can type out. How is that possible? There is no context, there is no face-to-face interaction. And all of a sudden, those particular type of, you know, things that are happening on social media then boils over into arguments, disputes, and fights. And normally I say, when there is no face-to-face, it culminates in fist-to-fist. When there is no face-to-face interaction, there is no talking and resolving about issues, then you are bound to happen fist-to-fist. Because this is what's the natural result and consequences of you not discussing your matters in a controlled, sitting around the table, someone to be able to facilitate. Now we are sitting and talking and people are arguing and people are disputing on the basis of typing. So what is this going to happen? It's going to create problems, it's creating problems. So we need to be aware, we may need to make our youngsters aware with regard to it. Certain things social media can be used for, and certain things it is not intended for it to be used in this way. Another, some of the aspects that we need to be careful with regard to it. One is fake news. And today there are agencies, there are people, there are news anchors, and there are news agencies. There are people who have agendas, who have motives, who deliberately create news to misinform or deceive others. One has to be extremely careful. You see something that comes on social media, you are sending it out everywhere. This particular country has taken out ayats of the Holy Quran. Now, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I mean, just because you got it, you're sending it out everywhere as it is a fact. What did Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran tell us? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. If anyone comes to you with any news, first it is your responsibility to verify it. If you don't verify it according to this verse of the Holy Quran, you are going against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kafa bil mar'i kadiban ay yuhaddisa bi kulli ma sami'. It's enough for a person to be termed a liar that he relates. And today we won't even say relate. I will say it's enough for a person to be called a liar. If you see a person who forwards everything he gets on WhatsApp, according to this hadith, you can call him a liar. Kafa bil mar'i, it's enough for a person to be called a liar that he relates and he forwards everything what he gets without a verification. There is no process of verification whatsoever. And just on this particular situation, we just go out and we go out. Yes, social media mein kuch achhai hai bhi hai aur burai hai. Lekin taham baad oqat hum uska maqsad aur kirdar ke istimal ko samajh nahi paate hai. Behrhal, isme beshumar manfi cheeze hai. Aur social media ne بہت سے منفی چیزوں کو جنم دیا ہے جیسے بے بنیاد خبر اس کو آگے شیئر کرنا اس کو آگے فورڈ کرنا یہ بالکل آیت کے خلاف ہے قرآن کے آیت کے خلاف ہے جس میں ہمیں کہا گیا ہے کہ کوئی بھی اگر کوئی چیز آپ کے سامنے اگر آئے تو سب سے پہلے اس کی تحقیق کرو سو دس پرٹیکولر ایسپیکٹ ون ایسپیکٹ از دا سچویشن وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو یو نو فیک نیوز ٹو بی ایبل ٹو جسٹ فارورڈ فیک نیوز. And today there are agencies, there are people who are concerned with regard. In fact, elections have been won and lost on the basis of fake news. Today, elections have been won and lost on the basis of fake news. Forwarding something. If someone sends you something which is supposed to be confidential, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, al-majalisu bil-amana. If someone tells you something that this is secret, then for you to reveal it to someone, it is not permissible. It is against amanat. In a similar manner, if someone forwards you something and you don't have his permission to forward it some away, he told you something in confidence, he told you it was between you and him, and you go and forward it to the whole world, that is something that is not permissible. Al-majalisu bil-amana. If someone has sent you something, you have to take his permission. Have I got your permission to forward it? Kisi ne aapko koi cheez bheja WhatsApp ke zariye, تو پہلے اس کا جو ہے نا اجازت لے کر آپ کو اسے آگے بھیجنا چاہیے. بغیر اجازت کے اگر اس نے اجازت نہیں دی تو یہ کیسے جائز ہو سکتا ہے؟ How is this possible? Then another aspect is the capacity of wrongfully harming a reputation. And sometimes it's so serious this. On the press of a button you can put doubt with regard to the character of a person who has perhaps on all occasions taken necessary precautions to guard himself, to safeguard himself. Now look at this whole situation. And thereafter, sometimes it happens, there is a retraction. But in that retraction, the retraction is one line. By the time when you sent out the whole accusation, it was several pages. So how is this promise? You are harming the reputation in the character of a person merely by the touch. Now the person who sent it out, he might have sent it out. But when you receive it, what is your responsibility? You can't say, I got this, therefore I got the right to send it out to someone else. You are part and parcel of harming another person's reputation when you're sending it out to another person. So we have become part of the rumor mongering. We have part of the accusation. Now if someone has accused someone, in the hadith, Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, on the pul sirat, if you have accused someone and slandered someone, Allah will say, give evidence. If you don't give evidence, you can't cross the pul sirat. Now that person who have accused, that is his responsibility and sin. But if you have also sent it out, are you not part of the accusation? Won't Allah ask you also in front of pul sirat, who gave you the permission to send out this accusation? Did you believe in it? Did you verify it? And if you have sent it out, that means you have verified it. You have regarded it to be true. You know, it's to ask forgiveness for an accusation that you forwarded. One day a person came to a sheikh and said, I have backbited someone. I want to make tawbah. I want to make tawbah for backbiting. Sheikh said, tomorrow what you do, you slaughter a chicken. After you slaughter the chicken, you feather it. You take out all the feathers. After you take out the feathers, you throw the feathers all around. And then you come to me tomorrow. So the next day when he came to the sheikh said, go and fetch all the feathers that you have scattered. So he said, Sheikh, where am I going to get those feathers? Where am I going to get those feathers? I don't know where and where it has gone. So the sheikh said, you are asking for tawbah for backbiting. Go and take it back from everyone where that particular thing that you have backbited and said, where and where it has gone. You have told two people, they have told five people. Go and fetch it back, then only Allah will accept your tawbah. You send things and where it goes, you are responsible. How are you going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Broadcasting unverified information, futile and unnecessary discussions. One of the things that we have to be able to tell our young people and the people who are on this, we sometimes feel we have a false sense of security on social media. We believe that there is a security online, and as we do things, you know, anonymously, we are only seen by individuals we wish to share them with. Yet the reality is the very opposite. Let me say something and share that with our young people. Don't say anything online that you wouldn't want plastered on a billboard with your face on it. Don't share anything online that you don't want to be put on a billboard with your face on it, because one day it can be used against you. And today it even has legal implication. You can't go today and go and say whatever you want, send whatever you want. One day there can be legal implication. And there are situations where people have sent things by social media and they have been legally implicated. So this is not all of a sudden just something that you can just... Then another thing is, you know, it's so sad boasting about our sins online. One is you commit a sin and then you go and justify it and then you go and actually broadcast it. Nabi Karim Sallallahu had said, "Kullu ummatin mu'afan illa al-mujahirin." Allah will forgive the sins except a person who openly boasts about his sins. How is that? On all my nations will be forgiven except the one who sins publicly. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi speaks about a person who sins at night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers his sins. Allah ta'ala puts a cover and a veil on his sins. And he goes the next morning and will tell everyone about his sins. And Allah ta'ala says, what can I do when he himself had broadcasted and he himself went to go and reveal the sins that I had concealed? So these are just something. Writing is like speaking. Although a person you write might not be in front of you, you should act as if he is in front of you. And part of the situation is always maintain good character. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "Inna athqala shay'in yurfa'u fi mizan al-mu'mini yawm al-qiyamati khuluqan hasan." One of the greatest things to be weighed on the scale of a person's good deed will be good conduct. So even if the person is not in front of you, maintain good conduct. Aap jo hai na social media mein ho to kam az kam akhlaq ki riayat karna chahiye. These are some. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "A Muslim is he who other Muslims are saved from the evils of his hands and tongue." Second thing, maintain respect. Maintain respect. Addabani Rabbi fa ahsana ta'dibi. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حدیث، اللہ تعالیٰ نے مجھے ادب سکھلایا اور سب سے بہترین ادب، اللہ has taught me ادب and the best of ادب. There are certain things that require decorum. We as Muslims don't go out and make a spectacle about ourselves on the streets. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had that amount of decorum that when he wrote to the Christian Roman Empire, he said, "Ila Hirakal Azim al-Rum," I'm writing a letter to Hirakal, the great leader of Rome. That's a decorum that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. There's a certain amount of respect and dignity that you have when you address people, when you behave with people. So the second thing is adab. And the third thing, do not attack the honor of others. Indeed, the worst type of interest and usury, said Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is to attack the honor of another Muslim unjustly. And all of this is happening. And because we feel that we are not in front of people, we're behind the screens, or we in the privacy of our room, we can do whatever we want without any restrictions, without any guidelines, without any etiquettes, without any ethics. When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "Adabani Rabbani fa asana ta'adibi," ma Allah has taught me adab and he has taught us the best of adab. So these things are such of great importance. If we do not put a control to it, we do not restrict the proper usage of it, instead of it becoming beneficial, it's going to become harmful with negative consequences upon ourselves, upon our deen, upon our conduct, upon our relationships, upon our community. And all I can say is that while Allah Ta'ala has given us this boon, utilize it correctly so that we do not fall into improper usage and negative usage of this boon of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other aspects that I wanted to discuss about. One of the aspects is, you know, this aspect of anger. People just giving rise to anger. Ya Allah, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said that the strong person is he, not he who overpowers another person. The strong person is he who controls himself at the time of anger. We don't control our angers. Then what actually is happening? So these are some of the aspects that I've just wanted to share with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you another tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.